What's going on, y'all? This is your boy Louie, and we're here again with another episode. Stay tuned. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of my podcast. My name is Louie. You can follow me at KingLouie684 at Instagram. KingLouie684 on Instagram. I'm definitely open to talk to anybody that want to share any opinions, comments, ask questions. I'm all for it. The basis of this podcast is basically just to talk about some stuff that's going on in the world. You know, dating. I like talking about dating because I think people are very interesting. So, and different dynamics of relationships. It just makes me want to get on board and just try to figure out, like, if we can have a second thought of how we approach things, would relationships be better? And that's kind of just like my approach to it. But I want to play this video real quick. I know you guys can't see the video, but I want you guys to actually listen to these videos, and then I'm gonna just dive in and give my thoughts on it. Enjoy.
So today this dude wrote me on Instagram and he was like, can I send you money? Let me send you money for lunch. So I was like, okay. I wrote him back and I was like, send it. So he wrote me and was like, okay, what's your Cash App? So I sent him the Cash App. Yeah, I just knew I was finna open my Cash App and I was finna have at least probably about $100. You get what I'm saying? Because like this, I eat and that's how much I spend on my food. Yeah, I opened my Cash App and this man sent me $30. $30 is not even half a tank in my car. Like,
okay, so the video is hilarious to me because apparently $30 is not enough to get some lunch. And like, you just disrespected dude's resources and his time, because money, it takes time to make money. So imagine you going to work every day. And you get paid probably every week or every 2 weeks. Just the average dude. And you dealing with a female. And y'all rocking. Y'all rocking to the point where she can call on you whenever she needed. Because that's our natural role, is to be protectors. So, you call him up like, babe, I need something. I want something to eat. He probably thinking like, cool, I got you. He send her $30. Okay, it's lunchtime or it's dinner time. You know what I'm saying? You want something quick to eat and whatever and get some food. If you're really hungry, you know, say, here you go. And that's not enough. Because apparently, you expect him to send you $100 or more or whatever. And it's not what motherfuckers try to make it seem like. Where, he's too cheap. Yeah, that's just not right. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I don't, and based off the video, you don't know if she has kids or anybody even know. Shit, a hot already is $5. What the fuck? You can feed a whole family with that. So just imagine you a guy just going to work every day doing your thing, and then you get paid, and then you get your money to a female, and then she clown you because it's not a high amount that she was thinking that you was gonna give her and shit. Like, what the fuck you thought? You a grown ass motherfucker. You ain't got nothing to eat. You be lucky, I'm being generous, to get you something. You know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy how videos like that will definitely circulate around social media, especially in the black community. And you have these girls really thinking like, oh, $30 ain't enough. $30? You know what you can do with $30? You know what I'm saying? You can get you a value meal. You can get something. You can go to the grocery store and grab some knickknacks and go cook something in the fucking kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Don't shit on a nigga because you got high expectations of what a deuce was. We lucky that nigga gave you anything. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I be trying to tell guys this. Do not be just so frivolously, easy to fucking give your money out to somebody you don't qualify in a relationship or dating and whatever. And 9 times out of 10, if she has high expectations when you meet her, you gonna have to maintain those expectations. And that's stressful. Because women that think like that, they can't be bought. There's no fine line in the income bracket. You know what I'm saying? She expects this. She expects you to spend money. She expects you to take her on, buy her fancy things. She expects you to have this big ass bank when realistically, you don't deserve all that. We live in a real world. We have bills. We're grown adults. Obviously, I'm grown because, shit, I got food in the fucking refrigerator. I know how to cook something up. And that, you know what I'm saying? And if you can't fucking do that for yourself, then keep your mouth closed and don't shit on somebody that's willing to do right by you. You know what I'm saying? Because now it makes you look fucked up. And if you looked at the video, I'm going to put the link in there. She's not bad looking. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, just because you're not bad looking doesn't mean, like you deserve better than anything. You know what I'm saying? We are all people in this motherfucking world. I'll be damned if I work my ass. That would be the last $30 you would ever get. And then you fuck yourself out of a situation that could have been good. Because by him giving you $30 shows that he's a reliable person. He's going to look out for you. You know what I'm saying? You just basically kicked that to the curb because of your fucked up values. You know what I'm saying? You're valuing pieces of paper versus his character. You know what I'm saying? And that's why a lot of females that think like this, they just go on a money high. They're looking for somebody that's going to finance this idea that they have of themselves in their head. You know what I'm saying? And those are the type of women that you avoid. You know what I'm saying? If she can't understand real life and real circumstances and shit, then you need to not fuck with her in the first place. And I'm telling you this, and I'm dead ass serious. To keep up with a female like that is going to keep you fucking broke. You'll never be able to reach your potential in life because you'll always be living check to check trying to maintain another person's delusion. You know what I'm saying? If she ain't saying thank you, this motherfucker's out there on the street begging for anything, change. And motherfuckers drive past them all the time, but they're out there homeless with really nothing to eat. Y'all motherfuckers think y'all way better than that? It's a delusion. It's a fucking delusion. So, what I would do in that situation, block. Bet. It cost me $30 to realize that you ain't it. You know what I'm saying? I might smash for sure. You know what I'm saying? I'll keep you in a rotation. But as far as taking you serious, nah. That's a wrap. I advise all motherfuckers, men, to fucking think like that. You know what I'm saying? She really, really got to really, really understand how life really works. And because a grateful woman would say thank you. You know what I'm saying? Repay you with love and affection. You know what I'm saying? Them other girls, we kick to the curb. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'll be back with another episode. Love y'all. Y'all be safe out here.